This news update is being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. A Huron County man has entered a not guilty plea in connection with a misdemeanor insurance-related charge. During an arraignment in district court, Troy Vincent Brown pleaded not guilty to one count of operating a motor vehicle without insurance stemming from an alleged incident on July the 3rd. The offense carries a maximum penalty of up to 1 year in jail and fines under Michigan law. The court ordered the prosecutors to provide discovery in any plea offer later this month, and a plea cutoff and trial hearing has been scheduled for August 20th, when Brown is required to appear in person. Brown will represent himself in the case after indicating he does not plan to retain legal counsel. The court also approved a $3,500 personal recognizance bond, allowing him to remain free while the case proceeds. And two suspects are in custody following a drive-by shooting investigation in Lapeer County, with detectives continuing to investigate a second shooting that occurred just days later. The Lapeer County Sheriff's Office says deputies responded to Angle Road in Mayfield Township on June 26th after multiple shots were fired at a home from a passing vehicle. Investigators reviewed security camera footage and determined seven rounds were fired from a dark-colored Chevrolet Impala. 9mm shell casings were recovered at the scene. 2 days later, deputies were called back to the scene, same area, after another report of gunfire at a different residence. Investigators say five shots were fired from a passing GMC Acadia. No shell casings were located during the investigation. Search warrants and interviews led by detectives to arrest a 19-year-old woman and a 21-year-old man in connection with the first shooting. Their names have not been released pending arraignment. The second shooting remains under investigation, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Lapeer County Sheriff's Office. A Saginaw man is facing multiple felony charges nearly a year after a crash in Tuscola County claimed the lives of six people. 26-year-old John Stacy was arrested in connection with the August 2025 collision at the intersection of Vassar and Fairgrove Roads in Guilford Township. According to the Tuscola County Prosecutor's Office, Stacy is charged with six counts of second-degree murder and six counts of operating while intoxicated, causing death. Investigators allege Stacy was driving a pickup truck that failed to stop at the intersection before colliding with an Amish passenger van. Five members of the Amish community from the Cass City area and one occupant of the pickup were killed. Several other people suffered serious injuries. The crash remained under investigation for months as authorities worked to determine who was behind the wheel of the pickup. The case also drew the attention of National Transportation Safety Board because of the number of fatalities and remains the subject of a separate civil lawsuit. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
For over 85 years, families across the thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 12-month or 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the thumb.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. The Federal Reserve is signaling a cautious approach to interest rates as summer heats up. Fresh data released this morning shows consumer spending holding remarkably resilient, complicating the central bank's timeline for any further rate cuts. While manufacturing activity has cooled slightly, a tight labor market continues to put upward pressure on service sector wages. Financial analysts say the Fed is walking a tightrope. Cutting rates too soon risk reigniting inflation, while holding them steady for too long could trigger a deeper economic slowdown. For everyday Americans, this means mortgage rates and credit card interest are likely to remain anchored at their current high well into the autumn months. And a high-stakes diplomatic visit to Syria turned chaotic this morning when two powerful explosions rocked the capital city of Damascus. The blast occurred right as French President Emmanuel Macron arrived at the presidential palace to meet with his Syrian counterpart. According to Syria's interior ministry, the coordinated attack wounded at least 18 people near the hotel where the French delegation was staying. The French president's office quickly confirmed that Macron is safe and that his meeting is continuing despite the violence. Macron is the first major Western leader to visit Syria since al-Shara took power, and the incident highlights the extreme instability that still plagues the nation after 14 years of devastating civil war. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by the Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at the Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe, they're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
Are you ready to get flattened with flavor? Get steamrolled by Murphy's Bakery Steamroller. You need protein? Murphy's Steamroller. It's not a wrap. It's not a burrito. It's its own thing. Hearty, handheld, and packed with flavor. It's time you get steamrolled. And what is a steamroller? You get a warm, fresh flatbread loaded with your choice of meat, cheese, veggies, sauce, then roll it up tight and lightly grill it. Served hot, it's time you get steamrolled. It's perfect for lunches, road trips, days you want something filling and don't want to slow down. Visit Murphy's Bakery at 110 West Huron in Bad Axe. Get steamrolled. Fresh ingredients, big flavor. Murphy's!
110 West Huron in Bad Axe.
And that's been a look at your news this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.